Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall. We're talking GPSA after this.
Thinking that low spot out there looks pretty dry. Leaving the tow rope in the other truck. Storing field data on a notebook in your shirt pocket. There's a never-ending list of things that won't help your farm's productivity. Thinking you can go a little longer without greasing. But there is one thing that will sharpen your competitive edge. Attending Ag Connect Expo. This global trade show is coming to Atlanta, Georgia, January 8th through the 10th, and is the can't-miss agricultural event of the year. Get up to speed on the latest innovations, talk one-on-one with technical experts and producers from around the world, and attend educational programs led by the industry's top presenters. Being more productive, that's what it's all about. Sharpen your competitive edge. For full AgConnect Expo details and registration information, visit agconnect.com. AgConnect Expo, connecting the world of agriculture.
USDA will be conducting a cost-benefit analysis of the proposed GPSA marketing rule. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the study during a conference call with industry players on Monday. Actually in the room with the secretary when the announcement was made was National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President for Government Affairs, Colin Woodall, who says he's not surprised with USDA's decision. He says such a study was clearly warranted.
We're very pleased to see the secretary has taken the action to really review these comments thoroughly. That way we understand exactly what all the issues are from both sides. He also committed to put together some content teams to review this from a policy and legal perspective. And he also committed to have Joe Glauber, the chief economist at USDA, do an economic review, which is something we've been asking for quite some time. So the steps that he lined out, we think, are definitely promising.
USDA had previously indicated they would not be conducting the study, but Woodall says it was just impossible for them to ignore the thousands of comments submitted on the rule.
You know, I think the volume of comments, the secretary said that they had over 60,000 comments submitted. That is pretty significant for any sort of rulemaking. I think that alone, and just given some of the sizes of those comments, you know, comments in excess of 60, 70 pages, and most of that based on a pretty thorough legal analysis, I would think that probably really, really caught their attention.
Colin Woodall says there was no timeline offered by the secretary as far as how long the analysis might take. They've got to sort through a lot of comments, as Colin has mentioned, over 60,000 comments coming in. The cost-benefit analysis, we understand that Chief Economist Joe Glauber's office will get involved with that to give him some credibility on the analysis, and this will all clearly push back implementation, potentially, of the marketing rule.
You know, nobody really knows, and that's something that he would not commit to. Whenever you're going through these comments and trying to identify the issues, it's hard to really say that they're going to be done by any point in time. You know, we were initially concerned that they may have a brief or cursory review of these comments, could potentially have some sort of proposal out there yet this month or possibly in January. I think with yesterday's announcement and the comments the secretary made, that won't be the case. I think it'll definitely be later in the winter, early spring at the earliest.
Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office. Clearly, NCBA and some other groups wanting substantial changes to come out of all of this process. They don't like the rule as published by USDA initially in its draft form, and they're hoping for some big changes in the weeks and months ahead. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.